Thank you, Steve. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. Sunday, if you're a movie fan, is one of the biggest nights of the year. It's the Academy Awards presented live from Los Angeles, California. Jimmy Kimmel will host. But you know, if it's the Academy Awards, there's going to be some controversy somewhere. Jason Nathanson from ABC News Entertainment joins us right now to give us the inside story on what we can expect on Sunday. Hey, Jason, how are things?
Good. Am I the controversy?
Yeah, you're the controversy. You're right at the center of it. All right, there's a couple things. Thing number one is, first, Trump supporters said that they were going to boycott the Academy Awards. They didn't want to watch it. Now, Trump himself President Donald J. Trump himself says he will not be watching the festivities. What do you think?
He's busy. He's got things to do. There's a governor's ball. It's actually funny. There's a governor's ball after the Oscars, and that's what I thought he said he was going to. But no, he's having a ball for the governors of all the in D.C., so that's what he's going to be doing. At least that's what Sean Spicer said. So if you're looking for Trump tweets on Oscar night, we might not get them until, you know, maybe 3 or 4 in the morning when he usually tweets about stuff. He catches up on the day's news, watches a little Fox News, and then, you know, he'll tweet some stuff about the clips that he saw where people were talking about him.
I do not believe he's not going to watch it.
You say he'll watch?
Yeah, he might be watching it on delay, but there, especially if he's saying, I won't be watching the Oscars, you know he will.
You know, it's possible. I think it's too long of a show, I think, for him to sit there and watch the whole thing. And from what we know of his viewing habits, he watches a lot of cable news. So I think he's going to watch the recaps, and he'll see on the morning shows the next morning, or even overnight. He'll see all the clips strung together of what was said about him.
Right.
Then we might get some tweets on it. But for the actual thing himself, you know, he's, as somebody brought up this week, it was George Clooney who said, you know, Trump is a Hollywood elite. As much as he hates the Hollywood elite,
he is
a Hollywood elite. He's a producer of shows. He's been a part of show business and celebrity for a long time. So if there's a show, a whole show on Sunday night that big percentage of the country and the world is watching and it's talking about him, I think he's going to want to know what was said about him.
And Howard Stern mentioned that, too, that Donald Trump loves Hollywood. He lives for Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
So... yeah, he's going to be watching.
But Jason, maybe with all that's going on in Sweden, maybe it's better he not watch the Academy Awards.
I mean, there's a lot going on in a lot of different places, and he needs to focus his attention on things like that. So, or Bowling Green, whatever.
Right.
So,
right.
I think he'll be paying attention. He'll know what was said, and we'll see. Just listening to some interviews people did with Jimmy Kimmel about what's going to go on, and he said, you know, politics is going to be a part of it, but he doesn't really know what he's going to say until, you know, things could happen in the next couple of days that he might want to make a joke about. So he's kind of got some things set. He doesn't really know. It'll be interesting to see if the winners take their chance to their 45 seconds to spend that on themselves and their happiness, thanking God, thanking friends, or if they're going to spend it bashing Trump. If Meryl Streep wins, I think it's a good bet that she would get up there and say something, but it's probably not going to happen that she's going to win, so we won't get another speech from her.
I would think her opening line is, how nice it is that an underrated actress such as myself can walk away with an Academy Award. It would be something along those lines, right?
Which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would just be great. And by the way, if she did win, which again, she's not going to, but if she did, she would set history with the... She already has the most nominations. She added to that as well.
Yeah.
She's tied for the most actual wins with Katharine Hepburn.
You just mentioned that Jimmy Kimmel didn't know exactly which jokes he will use yet. I don't know if people realize this when they're watching the Academy Awards show, but they write jokes, the writers of the show write jokes for every possible scenario. Everybody who could potentially win in any category, they write a joke or two, and most of those jokes never get heard because there's only one winner in every category.
Absolutely. And not only do they do that, they write jokes on the fly depending on what happens. If you have like a Roberto Benigni who climbs over the seats to accept his award, you got people backstage writing stuff. So when Kimmel comes out the next time, he can reference that. So they're constantly looking for opportunities to get stuff in. And that's really, for me, the mark of a good host. When you have somebody who can talk about what's actually happening in the night as it happens. Because, you know, he's known for a while that he's going to do this. So crafting the monologue and the opening thing that they're going to, whatever film package that they usually do, that takes a while. But that's been set for quite a while. And most of the jokes, they might change a few out over the weekend. But that's been set for a while. The true talent is when you can react and be very funny when it comes back afterwards. So, well, and he's a guy who can do that. I think he's in late night the best interviewer because he actually listens to the people and can be very funny depending on what they're saying. He's not just sitting there listening and waiting to ask another question.
He's so going
to
do a great job.
We'll see a lot of reaction from him.
Aren't you surprised it took ABC this long to have him host it? It seems a natural. The presentation is always on ABC, and it's such a good showcase. I'm surprised it took them this long to figure that out.
I'm surprised. He's surprised. He thought he was going to host it a while ago. I can remember talking to him, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, asking him if he was going to host, and he thought, yeah, sure, he would love to, and he's made it well known that he wanted to. So, I mean, they try different things out. ABC and the Academy have to get together and decide on it. So it's not just ABC's choice. But in one of the interviews I was listening to today, he said that he wasn't asked to host the Oscars. He was told he was going to host the Oscars. So it wasn't really a choice for him. But the strange thing about him getting it this year is that he already hosted the Emmys.
Yeah.
So the Oscars doesn't really like to follow anything else. So the Oscars right now is following the Emmys in terms of its host. So that's a little strange.
Did I read some statistics that a lot of people haven't even seen a lot of the movies that are nominated for Academy Awards?
Oh, haven't seen, couldn't name. The Hollywood Reporter just did a poll. They talked to 800 people, half of them Trump supporters, half of them Hillary supporters, to try to see where things came down. And those came down, obviously, pretty predictably. But when it came to, could you name at least one of the 9 movies nominated, 60% couldn't name one of them. So you're talking about a show which gets 34, 35 million people are going to watch. So that's, you know, a little less than 10% of the country, right? So, I mean, most of these movies are not things people have seen or they care about or they know about, and they're not going to watch the show.
Do you think that that's just because it's this year and it might have been a slightly off year, or do you just think that's the way things are now?
No, that's every year. Because every year since I started this job, I go down to Hollywood Boulevard and talk to the people who are there, the tourists who are at Hollywood Boulevard while the Oscars are being set up. So they've come down there to see the red carpet, to see everything being set up. These are people who you would think would be movie fans.
Yeah.
Most of them have no idea what's nominated. I mean, it got tougher over the past couple of years when they expanded the category to 10 films or a possible 10 films.
Mm-hmm.
And just have so many movies that, which, you know, most people have never heard of or have never seen. When it was just 5 movies, you could kind of whittle that down and you could be a little more focused. But most people don't go to see these movies. I mean, the top grossers we have so far this year are Hidden Figures and La La Land, which have made, I think, both of them have made somewhere around $150 million, which is good.
Yeah.
That's not blockbuster level. That's not everybody's seen it and can talk about it level. You know, so when you have 9 movies, chances are most people aren't going to have seen most of them.
I have to admit that over the course of the last 5 years, this used to be something I couldn't wait to watch. I would watch Joan Rivers and mm-hmm. and the pre-show and all that. And now I haven't watched probably in the last 5 to 7 years.
Really?
I used to look so forward to it. Now it's like, oh, I'll just wait till tomorrow and go online and find out what everybody was wearing and who won.
Hmm.
You know, I think our viewing habits have also changed with social media and everything. It's no longer you have to tune
right.
in. You're not going to know. You can catch everything online. You can catch the clips. The clips are going to be in your Twitter feed or on your Facebook feed, you know, within minutes of it actually happening. So there's no longer that FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
You're going to get it all. So I think that has a little bit to do with that. The audience is, you know, it's gone down a little bit, but it's still very high. It's the second most watched thing after the Super Bowl. So people are still paying attention, but I think definitely not as close as they once were.
Jason Nathanson is our guest from ABC News. We're talking about Sunday's telecast of the Academy Awards. If you want to jump in with any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. We'll be back after this. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Jason Nathanson is joining us from ABC News. We're talking about Sunday night's telecast of the Academy Awards. Everybody's prediction is that La La Land will win the most awards on Sunday night. It'd be shocking if they didn't, wouldn't it, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. It has the most nominations going into the night with 14. That's a tie for the most ever. I don't think it's going to tie or break the record for the most wins ever, which would be 11. I think it definitely has a shot at 5, 6, then maybe 7 to 9, if you count some of the categories it's going to be competitive in.
Yeah.
But we're talking most on the night, definitely, for sure.
It really, it's funny, because I loved it.
I loved it as well.
Wendy loved it.
Did you like it, Jason?
I liked it. I mean, I got it. Luckily, I got a chance to see it way before all the hype started.
Yeah.
Which I think helps when you go to see a lot of these movies after the hype. It's just a recipe for disappointment, and I think that's the case for a lot of people with La La Land. It's obviously.
You didn't love it, did you?
What?
You didn't love it, did you?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were kind of working around a way of saying you liked it, but you didn't. I thought it was fantastic.
A lot of people don't.
I know.
I hear from a lot of people, and it's not just the musical thing. They just don't understand why this movie, because it's not very deep, and I get that. It's, you know, it's a lot of musical and polished and distraction and shiny objects and things like that. It doesn't get into deep social issues, which is what I think a lot of people want right now. On the other hand, a lot of people also want a distraction right now. So, you know, it's tough, but I think it's one of those movies that I think most people can agree on. It's a very well-made film, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
A couple of years ago, because when I saw the movie, I said to myself, I don't know how anyone could not enjoy this, but a couple of years ago, I was talking about movies that have been either nominated or won the Academy Award, and I said, I think Forrest Gump is probably the only movie that everybody who sees Forrest Gump loves Forrest Gump. And I got dozens of phone calls from people who go, how could you watch that drivel? That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Honestly, I haven't heard anyone who didn't like that movie.
It's shocking, but there's plenty of people who just go, that's not a movie. That's awful. But that's how can that be?
Get ready for the emails to pour in again.
I know.
But it's that way with everything. All this stuff is so subjective, and that's what makes it kind of interesting, because so many people get mad over, you know, all these things, whether La La Land is going to win or, you know, Hidden Figures is going to win. And it's also, it's interesting how these things shake out, because you look at a movie like Hidden Figures, which I think is pure Oscar bait. It's
yeah.
accessible of the movies. It's historical. It's socially relevant right now. And I don't know why a movie like that wouldn't get more buzz or have more people talking about it when it comes to awards season. It's done okay, but, I mean, for sure, everybody's talking about La La Land and Moonlight, which is another, that's one of those movies that's really small, kind of quiet, but seems to speak to a lot of people, and they really, really like.
Do you think that the scandal that has surrounded Casey Affleck over the past couple months could cost him the Best Actor win?
You know, that's possible. I wouldn't have thought so until the SAG Awards, when Denzel Washington won for Fences. Casey Affleck, up until that point, had won everything, and he was definitely the front runner and almost at that point a lock to win the Oscar. But then you have the SAG Awards, where it's all actors voting, and all those actors are also members of the Academy, and the actors branch is the biggest branch of the Academy. So if SAG says Denzel Washington's winner, then maybe he's got a really good shot, Denzel Washington does, at winning the Oscar in that category, which would mean Casey Affleck wouldn't win. So you would have to wonder, well, what happened? He was the pick going into everything.
Yeah.
And then it kind of fell apart at SAG, and that's when these stories of sexual harassment and lawsuits that he had settled and been accused of in the past kind of, you know, got a lot of attention. Now, they didn't get anywhere near the attention that Nate Parker did. He was the director for Birth of a Nation.
Sure.
That movie was thought to be not only an Oscar nominee, but a front runner to win. Last year at this time, everybody was talking about it. It sold at Sundance for the highest amount ever. And then the scandal comes out, and the movie's nowhere to be seen. No nomination. So Casey Affleck isn't quite that level, but I think something's hurting him.
What do you think will be the biggest surprise of the night on Sunday?
The biggest surprise of the night. Let me see.
Or will this be a year where there aren't any real surprises, where at the end everybody goes, we knew what would win, and that won?
Well, if you go by category, in the Best Picture category, La La Land is the lock to win there. So if something else takes that, I would be pretty surprised. In the actor category, which we were just talking about, it's possible to see Denzel or Casey Affleck there. If anything else happens, that would be a surprise, but I don't think that's going to happen. Actress in a leading role, that's kind of up in the air. Emma Stone won for La La Land at the SAG Awards. But Isabelle Huppert has been winning a lot of things for Elle, and that's the movie I think most of the country would go, what? Who?
Yeah.
For what? Most people have not seen that. So it's possible we could see that, and people would think that as a surprise. And then, you know, if Viola Davis doesn't win an actress in a supporting role, that would be a huge surprise because she's definitely the lock there. And then in a category that's actually very competitive is actor in a supporting role. A lot of people think Mahershala Ali is going to win for Moonlight. And that's possible because Moonlight probably isn't going to pick up a whole lot of other in the other categories. So they're going to want to give that movie something so they can do it there. But Jeff Bridges in Hell or High Water is fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen that movie, it's out. You can stream it now. You can rent it. It's really good. Or Lucas Hedges could win for Manchester by the Sea there. Or Michael Shannon in an upset for Nocturnal Animals.
He's great in that. He's so creepy and great in that.
And what movie? So, I haven't seen anything but La La
Nocturnal Animals.
So.
He plays a detective in that who's he's a good guy with a bad edge to him.
Love
he's
it.
Really good.
It's, but it's a weird movie. I think it's a tough movie for most people to
yeah, it is. Yeah.
Enjoy. Because there's not really much to the characters are all, in that are all horrible. There's
I know.
Like one person in it. So actor in a supporting role, I think, is a very competitive category. Although Mahershala Ali for Moonlight is probably going to win.
That's the favorite there. Jason, we appreciate it. Really quick, do you get to go Sunday? Will you be there in the auditorium during the awards or not?
I will be backstage, so they bring everybody, you watch everything in the auditorium, and then they bring all the winners backstage to where we will be in the press room.
Nice.
Who will you be wearing?
I will be wearing a custom tuxedo that I just had made. So.
How cool is that? I'm wondering what the big color is going to be, because it seems every year there's like some theme going by, like yellow was a big color a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that? Any predictions?
One of the guys we talked to said that he's seen so far the big the pattern is, it's patterns actually, stripes and flowers. We've seen a lot of so far this year, and he thinks we're going to see more prints.
Oh,
excellent.
Right. We'll be looking forward to that then. Jason, thank you. Have a great time on Sunday, and thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Thanks,
Jason Nathanson, ABC News. We'll take a quick break and then more show after the news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.